Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Norman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Garland. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Lou Garland. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roxy Lawson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Roxy Lawson. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Blue scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jolly moves to second. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Norman who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Jolly picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a double and an error on Jolly. Morgan goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Bob Weiland now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp takes first base on ball four. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to third. Hodapp moves to second. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a pop-up towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Kerr moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Kerr moves to third. Blue moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roxy Lawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3. With the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 1 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiland hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weiland for the out. Kerr moves to third. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kerr scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Sullivan reaches second base with a double. Blue moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0-for-2 in the game. Norman hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. Norman moves to second. It's 6-3, White Sox. Oral Hildebrand now pitching. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Kerr hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Norman. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaum strikes out. Two outs. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-2 in the game. Grubb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Bob Seeds pinch hits for Dick Porter. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Seeds reaches second base with a double. Burnett moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burnett scores. Seeds moves to third. One out. It's 6-4, White Sox. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seeds scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, White Sox. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vozmik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds now playing right field. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Jolly is hit by the pitch. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fonseca is hit by the pitch. Jolly moves to second. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Norman hits a fly ball towards left. Vozmik catches it and throws to second to double up Jolly. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell pinch hits for Glenn Myatt. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Groob settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell now catching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-3 in the game. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Weiland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiland is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kerr moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hildebrand covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Seeds takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Burnett moves to third. Seeds moves to second. Ted Lyons now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett scores. Seeds scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 7-6, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Lyons. Morgan scores. Vosmick moves to second. It's 8-6, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Jolly takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Herb Jeffries pinch runs for Smee Jolly. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Fonseca bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to third. Jeffries moves to second. One out. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Bill Norman. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sullivan scores. Jeffries moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-7, Indians. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Herb Jeffries now playing center field. Bob Fothergill now playing right field. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 3 in the game. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blue for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.